Begin the current daf, Masechet Tzvachim, daf Samachei. Begin 14 lines down at the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara begins. The Gemara explains the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which discussed primarily the halachas of Eila Sa'if, which continuing from this parak and the previous parak, I'm discussing the area of where the procedure of the Avoid is done for the bird Eila, which also spoke about, related to the previous Mishnahs of Chata Sa'if. So the Gemara brings the Pasuk Tarnabon in the Braisa that quotes a Pasuk in the Yikra Perk Aleph Pasuk Tezvav. And the Pasuk in its entirety is that the Kriva HaKoyin El Mizbech, that the Koyin brings near to the Mizbech this Oilas Ha'if, and Umalak Es Reishai, and he cuts the head of the bird, the Hikter HaMizbech, and he sacrifices it on the Mizbech, V'nimtza Dame Al Ker Mizbech, and he squeezes out the blood on the wall of the altar. So says the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, V'hikrivoi, to bring near, and again, as we said, this is by the Oila Sa'if, which it's saying, V'hikrivi ha'koin el mezbech, that the koin brings it near to the altar. On that, as the Braisa, Matam alema, what are these words of the Pasuk teaching us? It already said previously in the Pasuk, V'hikriv min atayrim, that if a person will bring near from the turtle doves or from the pigeons, so the Pasuk should just continue and say, as the Pasuk says, Umalak HaKoyin Es Reishai Al Mizbeach, that the Koyin cuts the head on the altar. Why does it say these words, V'hikrivoi? Oh, Lafisha, then, because the Pasuk before and had said, as we just mentioned, V'hikriv min atayim amin b'nei hayoina, that if someone's going to bring, and it says in the plural, from the turtle doves or from the pigeons, so Yochel HaMesnadev Oiv, so someone would think that if he wants to donate a bird carbon, L'yifchis Mishnei Peredim, he's not allowed to bring less than two birds. That's why it says the word in the singular that he brings near, that to tell you, that if someone wants to, he could bring a carbon of an adava, even just one bird. Now the Pasuk continues, says that he brings it el hamizbech, to the altar. So the question is, and it says, what is it teaching when it says that, it's, that the koyin brings it near to the mizbech? Says the Braisa, likvoy lekoyin, to establish that it has to be a koyin that does the even the preliminary, the primary beginning of the avodas, meaning to say that the malika, the first avoda, which is the equivalent of shechita by behema, the cutting of the neck, is not kosher with a non-koyin. Because sheyachol, because you would think valoy dinhu, that's actually a kavochaimer, logical to say that it would be kosher with a zar. Why? Uma ben sain, because we find regarding the flock, regarding animals. When you're talking about an oila, which is brought from the sheep, shekava loit safin, which the Torah tells you the oila is kachim kachim, as we said in the previous mission, it has to be in the north. And yet, loikava loikain, it did not establish that it has to be with a kain, because shechita, the slaughtering of the animal, is actually kosher with a non-kain. So oiv shaloi kovalei tzofen. So the bird oila, which is a lower level seemingly, because it doesn't have to be in the north, in the din shalik for the kain. So isn't it a kavochemer that's going to be the lower level? If behema of oila needs the north, does not need a kain for the shechita. So the bird, isn't it a kavochemer that it does not need a kain for the malika? Tamalayim, that's what the Pasuk teaches, HaKayin, takes out the word El, that the kain likvoya lekain, to say that no, even the malika by the oila sa'if requires a kain. Continues the Braisa. Yochel yam likeno besaken. So you would think that the malika has to be with a knife and vidinu. And it's logical, it's a kavochem to say that. Because of ma'im shchita, because they're regarding slaughtering of an animal. Shalai kavala kain, as we just said, shchita bazar is kosher, doesn't have to be with a kain. And yet, kavala kli still has the stringency, as the Gemara says later on, the tzadizayin mabeis, from vayika chasamacheles, that he took the knife, that it has to be with a vessel, it has to be with a knife. So malika shakavala kain, so regarding malika of an oif, which is stringent that it requires a kain, in it in shikvala kli, isn't it a kavochem that it should require a vessel, a knife? Tamalema kain umalak. That's what it teaches when it says the words kain umalak, to say that no, that actually it's the kain that does the malika. As the Braisa continues to explain, as Rashi says, Om Rebbe Kiva, it's all from the statement of Rebbe Kiva. He clarifies and he says, where do you see from this drasha that's not done with a knife? Because he says, "V'chital al daitcha shazar karv legabe mizbech." What you would think that a non-koyin comes to do the avodah regarding the mizbech? What does it say? Koyin umalak, as if a non-koyin is coming to the mizbech. It says, "V'hikrav ha-koyin al mizbech." What do you mean, koyin? What a zar could come to do the avodah by mizbech? Elamatam alem koyin. What does it teach when it says and specifies koyin? Is saying because it wants to say it near the word umalak. Shtei malika be'atzmei shel kayin, so that the malika, the cutting of the neck, should be with the actual kayin himself, meaning with his fingernail and not with a knife. Now continues the Braisa. Yochel yam likeno, so you would think that the malika could be bein melmal, whether on the upper half of the mizbech, meaning above the red string that divides the height of the mizbech, or bein melmato, or even on the bottom half. Tamalema, as the Pasuk teaches, Umalak v'hikter. It mentions the Malika, the cutting of the neck, and it mentions near there the burning of the bird on the Mizbeach. Mahaktor Barish Mizbeach, just like the burning of the Oilas Sa'if is done on the top of the Mizbeach, that's where the fire was. Saf Malika Barish Mizbeach, so to the Malika, which mentioned there in the Pasuk, also has to be on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Continues the Braisa, it says, Umalak. What that comes to teach you is that the Malika should be Mimul Oirif. Has to be not the back of the head itself, but the area that's facing the back of the head, which means the nape, the lower part of the neck. Now that says the Braisa to Imam Mimul Oirif. Do you really say the Malika has to be the area opposite the back of the head? Or actually maybe it's the neck, meaning the front part by the throat. Maybe that's where Malika is done. That says the Braisa, no, v'dinhu, we learned it off of Makal v'chaymer. Meaning, from that, that's logical to say this halacha, because Nemer kanu malik, it says over here by the Oilas Ha'if that there's Malika done. V'nemer lahal nu malik, it says over the Bechatz Ha'if also that it's done with Malika. Malahal, mimul orif, just like over there, as we mentioned by Chatz Ha'if, that has to be the area opposite the orif. Afka mimul orif soto over here by the Oilas Ha'if, although it doesn't mention it clearly in the Pasuk, we learn from Gzer Shavah, from a malik, from Chatz Ha'if, it also has to be the back of the neck, which faces the back of the head. On that continues the Braisa. If that's the case, you're learning Gzeir Shav from Chatas Ha'if, so Imala Halan Moilik Veinam Abdul, so maybe you should say, just like over there, Bechatas Ha'if, that the Kain cuts the neck but doesn't sever the head from the body. Afkan Moilik Veinam Abdul, maybe over here, the Eilas Ha'if should be cutting it but not severing it. Tamalaymu Umalak Vehikter. Again, like we said, the Pasuk compares and equates the Malika to the burning of the Eila of the Ha'if on the Mizbeach. Which teaches you, Mahaktar, just like the burning, was Horesh La'atzmai, Vaguf La'atzmai, the head was burnt separately and the body was burnt separately. Av Malika, so too, it's teaching you regarding the cutting of the neck, Horesh La'atzmai, Vaguf La'atzmai, that the head should be separate and the body should be separate, meaning it gets severed. Now that continues the Braisa, Minayin Shaktar, Horesh Ba'atzmai, Vaguf Ba'atzmai. How do you know this? How do you know that the burning of the head is separate from the burning of the body? And that's the Braisa, because Shenem, the Pasuk says, it says there in the Pasuk that the Kohen should cut the wings in the length of the body of the bird, but not separate it. And the Pasuk continues, says, V'hikter Isai, and he burns it. So says the Braisa, Hare Haktaras Haguf Amura. So that's obviously Toma regarding the body. It says to slice the body of the bird, don't totally separate it, don't totally sever in the length, and then burn it on the Mizbech. So Haman, Imekayim, so what do I fulfill, what do I understand when it says initially, when it says that the Kohen cuts the neck by the head, the hikter on mizbech and he burns on mizbech, what's these two burnings? Says the Braisa, obviously because Bakhtaris HaReisha Kasa Madaba. The second half was talking about the body, obviously. So when it says before a different burning, it must be the burning of the head. So since we know the burning is separate, so too the Malika is also telling us that it should be separate, that one severs it totally, which is different by Eilas Ha'if versus Chatas Ha'if. The Pasuk says, Menim Tzedamai, that he squeezed out the blood on the wall of the mizbech, that means kulay. That's all the blood of the bird. From the fact that it doesn't say even nimtza midam, it doesn't say it squeezed out from the blood. It says damay, which means all the blood. When it says al kir hamizbech, that it should be on the wall of the mizbech, which teaches you v'loy al kir hakevesh, not on the wall of the ramp, v'loy al kir haheichal, not on the wall of the sanctuary. So ve'ezezeh, so which wall was it of the mizbech? Zekir elyon, it's on the upper half of the wall of the altar. And that says the b'risa ein el kir tachton, maybe it's actually the lower half. And that says the b'risa of a dinu, and it's logical to say that. Because ma behema, regarding an animal carbon, shechatas lamala ilas lamata, regarding a bird, an animal carbon, the chatas is thrown on, the blood is thrown on the top, and the oil is thrown on the bottom. So regarding aif, a bird carbon, shechatas lamata, where we know, as we said on the previous daf, that it's the chatas is done on the bottom, so in the din shechatas lamata, so isn't it a kavochemer for sure that the bird should be on the bottom? Because if we find regarding animal, where its oil is on the bottom and the chat is on the top. So here we have that the chat is on the bottom, for sure the oil, which is we see even less by the behema, for sure should be on the bottom. Tamalemit says the Braisa, that's what teaches Umalak vehikter venimtza damai. The Pasuk goes through the procedures when it's talking about it. In that Pasuk, it mentions the Malika, the cutting of the neck. It mentions the sacrificing, the burning on the fires. And it talks about the squeezing of the blood in that order. That the question is, would it entertain your thought that that after you already burnt the whole bird on the mizbeach, on the fire, then you go back and you squeeze it? And although Rashi says maybe that's talking about the squeezing of the body, but then says Rashi, then you wouldn't be fulfilling squeezing out all the blood. So how can you have burning at it and then squeezing it out? That's not possible. Rather, it's coming to teach you a different halacha by saying it in that order to make a comparison. To sell you haktara before mitzvah is to compare the mitzvah, the squeezing of the blood, to the burning, which is mahaktara b'resh mizbeach, just like the burning of the bird is on the top of the mizbeach. Af mitzvah b'resh mizbeach, also the squeezing of the blood has to be on the top of the mizbeach. So therefore we know it's the kira elyon. Oh, that says the b'risa hakeitz. That's how was this actually done? So it says the b'risa as follows. So the kohen would go up on the ramp and he would turn off. He wouldn't go up to the top of his bed. He would turn off onto the right side to the save that goes around, a ledge that goes around the mizbeach. He would come to the first corner, the southeastern corner. Over there, so he would cut the neck, by the head, opposite the back of the head, which is by the nape, the neck. Umavdil, unlike chatas ayif, he would totally separate and sever the head from the body. And we squeeze out from the blood on the wall of Mizbeach, which, unlike the Chatas Ha'if, which had Hazah, throwing the blood, and squeezing the blood, Oilas Ha'if didn't have the throwing of the blood, only had the squeezing of the blood on the wall of Mizbeach. Now, continues the Braisa, Imasa Lamata Miragla, Fula Amo, the Kayin, when he's standing on the Saif, if he went and he did the squeezing of the blood beneath his feet, even by a distance of an Amo, it's still going to be kshera, because the red string that is the demarcation of where you can have the upper half, that string is an ama beneath the seiviv. So if he does it beneath his feet, he's still on the upper half. It's still going to be valid. Now, however, Ibn Chemi, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, Imrim, they disagree. They say, no, kol atzme einasis elaborish mizbeach. No, the avoida, the mitzvah of the dam of the oila seiv, has to be on the top of the mizbeach. It can't be just on the top half. It has to be on the top. Now the reason for this is because we said the pasuk tells you v'hikter and v'nimtzadamai. So he said that you need to have the mitzui, the squeezing of the blood, similar to the sacrificing of the limbs of the bird itself. Now just like the burning is on the top, so too the mitzui, the squeezing, has to be near the top, which is the place of where it's burnt. So ask the Gemara, so my benayu, what's the difference between them? In other words, so what are they disagreeing about? Obviously the Tanakhama himself holds the drasha of a hikter v'nimtzadamai. Because if he doesn't hold of it, then, like we said, where is he going to know it has to be the top half? You only know the top half because you're comparing the squeezing of the blood to the burning. But then why doesn't he say, like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, that has to be right near it, which is on the top, not just the top half? Says the Gemara, Abaye v'Rava Damar Tavaye, they both say, Eisa marachal gabi seiviv ik b'nai. The difference between them is, regarding could one make a fire to burn the Eilis Ha'if on the seiviv itself. Tanakhama holds, if someone wants to make a me'aracha on the seiviv and burn it there, he could do it. So therefore, you could do the mitzui right beneath the seiviv, right on top of the top, right the beginning of the top half of the mizbeach, because it's going to be near the place of haktara. Near haktara, isn't haktara on top of the mizbeach? No, if you want to, you could do it on the seiviv, whereas Tanakhama didn't hold that, and therefore that's the reason for the machlekes, if it has to be just the top half, or on the top of the mizbeach itself. Now that the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of the Mishnah, balay leguf v'chulu. So then, after he finished the procedure with the head, which is squeezing out the blood and putting salt in it, throwing in the fire, he came to the body of the bird. So Tana Rabbanan in the Braisa that elaborates on the halachas of the Mishnah, quoting a pasuk in Mayikra. The pasuk is in Perek Aleph Pasuk Tezayin that begins, as the Gemara quotes from the Braisa, v'heser es merasa b'neitzasa. So he would take out the merah from the Naitza. And as the pasuk continues, and behishlach eisa eith mizbech, he would throw it near the mizbech, and that's why it was done on the southeastern corner, because they had to throw it there, kedmer to the east, and mekamadeshin to where the ashes of the mizbech were always put over there. So what does this mean, that he takes that murasa? What's murasa? Says the Tanakhama, zuzefek, this refers to the crop, which is again a packet that has the food that's waiting to be digested in the bird, in the gullet, that's what's taken out. Now, so you would think that you could cut, do some type of a surgery, cut with a knife, and take it out, and only take out the crop itself without the skin and the feathers that are on top of it, like people do when they're roasting birds. That's why the pasuk continues as b'neitzasa, with its feathers, meaning when you take out the crop, you take out the skin and the feathers that are on top of it with it, and that's what you throw there on the side. Abba Yisib ben Chananai, he says, Naitla, you don't only take the crop, you take it, you take the gizzard with it. because he translates Neitzasa like a term, as we find in Eicha, Ki Natsu Gam No, it's a term of waste and something disgusting, which includes the gizzard that comes out with it, which is also something Ma'os. Debir Bishmol Tana, he teaches, when it says B'Neitzasa, means B'Neitzas Shalah. What do you mean, its feathers? Mean to say, only the feathers that are directly opposite the crop itself. However, what does that mean? What do you mean, only those that are on top? Kaidra Basaka, which means to say what you do is that you cut with a knife on the skin of the bird, exactly around the area of the crop, Kimin Aruva, like a window, and then you take the crop and the skin and the feathers that are on top of it directly opposite the ear of the crop with the crop. What he's being mechadish, what he's telling us is, but if you're not going to cut with a knife, if you're just going to pull it out, you're going to pull the skin with it, it's going to pull some of the other skin that's near it with it, and it's going to be too much. It has to be only benaitzasa, only the skin on top of it. Therefore, he says, you cut, and therefore you take exactly what's on top of it and nothing more. Now, the Gemara continues Talmud Beis, and quotes from the Mishnah, so the procedure was, shisa v'lehivdil. So by the oila sa'if, when he's by the body of the bird, so he would cut the length between the wings of the bird, he would cut it, but v'lehivdil, but he wouldn't totally sever the length of the body of the bird. Says the Gemara, elaborating Tarabon v'lehivdil b'raisa, when it says v'shisa on the pasuk, he cuts, ain't shisa elu b'yad. That has to be done with the hand of the kain. So too, we find the pasuk in Shaftim, and so much Shimshon HaGibor says v'yishesayhu, that he cut the lion, kishesa agadi, like one would cut open a kid goat, which there it explicitly shows that Shimshon did it by hand, and therefore we see that b'shisa means by the hand of the kain. Now the Mishnah had said, but let's say the kain did not do the avodah exactly as it's supposed to be. Loi heser es hamura b'chulu. Let's say he did not take out the crop, etc. So regarding all those halachas, we said since that's after the mitzvah hadam, it's going to be kosher. Now, regarding one of the later halachas, says the Gemara, Masnit in our Mishnah that taught that, however, if let's say, regarding avodah that was before the squeezing of the blood, specifically when the Mishnah said that if when the kain was doing the malika by the chata sa'if, which is only supposed to have cutting one of the two pipes that is by the neck, and instead the kohen went and severed it, and he went did malika on both pipes, then it's going to be puzzle, because instead of doing it like a chatzas, he did it like he's supposed to do by a knife. And says the Gemara, that halacha is deloy kerb lez Reb Shimon. Because the time when the Braisa that Amr b'lez Reb Shimon, he says, Shemati, I heard, Shemav dilin b'chatas ha'if, that you separate by a bird chatas. Now, although the pasuk says clearly, you don't do it, what essentially he's saying is, meaning that if one does separate, one severs the head from the body, it's not going to invalidate it. So obviously he disagrees with the halacha of our Mishnah. So as the Gemara, my benai, what's the difference between them? In other words, so what is the fulcrum of their machlekes, of their disagreements? Amr Rav Chizki explains. Says, mitzu chata sa'if ma'akev ike benai. The difference between them is, regarding if the squeezing out of the blood of the chata sa'if, if that is integral for the avodah in the chata sa'if. So therefore, Tanakama suffer, the Tanakama held, I mean the Tana of our Mishnah, the Mitzui, the squeezing out of the blood of the chata sa'if after the blood was already sprayed. As we say, chata sa'if, the blood is sprayed. That squeezing of the blood by chata sa'if is ma'akif. It's integral. It needs to be done for it to be considered a valid chata sa'if. So says the Gemara, but keeping the mitzvah dam in the Girsa says ma'akev, since the squeezing of the blood is integral, so by default ka'avin ma'isa'ila, that means to say that the kohen has to be doing the activities of the avodah of an oila sa'if b'chata sa'if. He's doing that by the chata sa'if because there's two integral avodahs by the oila sa'if. One is malika. Now oila sa'if is different than chata sa'if and the malika. By the chata sa'if, only one seven is supposed to be done. By the oila sa'if, both are supposed to be done, which is when you sever the head from the body. Here, by the chata sa'if, if he's mavdal, he severs both pipes, so he's doing that first part like the oila sa'if. And moreover, he's also doing the second integral avodah of the oila sa'if, because the Tanakhama holds that mitzui, the squeezing out of blood, is integral also by chata sa'if. Now, that's the same by oila, that mitzui is integral, because that's actually the only avodah sadam you have by the bird oila. Now, the significance of this, that therefore it's going to come out, if you have to do mitzui, and he already did the severance, which is the two avodahs of oila sa'if, the Gemara tells us later on the next daf from the Mishnah, Samachvav Men Aleph, that a chata sa'if that was done like a ma'isa oila, even if he's doing it for the purposes of being a chatas, it's still going to be invalid. So here we're by default, he's going to have to do the next avodah, which is mitzui, and he's going to have both elements of the oila sa'if. So it's like an oila sa'if, and it's going to be possible. He held mitzvah chatas oif loy ma'akev. The squeezing out of the blood of the chatas oif, although it's a mitzvah, it's not going to be ma'akev. If one does not do it, it will not withhold the validity. Therefore, if he wants to separate, says Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he could. Why? Because then he could choose not to squeeze out the blood after he separates the head from the body, and he's not going to be doing a full avodah of oila because the oila has to have the mitzvah adam. Now, although, so then, but he still changed the avodah of the chatas oif by severing the head from the body. Well, that's what the Gemara tells us. But since he didn't do exactly like an oila, so then you could just say, all he was doing was just cutting flesh. What's the, who cares that he severed the next pipe and the head came off? Why should that be invalidation? He already did the one pipe. That's like a chatas. Now that he did the whole thing, it's still not like an oila because he's not going to do the mitzri. And he has a choice because that's not ma'akev. And therefore, it's going to be a valid chatas oif. That's one interpretation. Rav Amma, he says the second interpretation. It says shehiya besimin sheni ba'ila sa'if. The Gersa takes out the word ma'akiv. Ikebenayir. The difference between them is regarding the halacha when the kayin is severing the two pipes of the windpipe and the food pipe by the ila sa'if. If there's a delay between cutting both pipes. Now, the halacha is, as we said, by ila sa'if, unlike chatz sa'if, it was required to sever both pipes. Now, let's say if the kayin delayed between the two pipes. The question is, and that's their machlokes, is it just like by the shechita of a behemah that one of the invalidations of treif is if there's a delay, it has to be swift. If there's a delay between cutting the two pipes, does that also apply to the oila saif which has the halach of cutting both pipes or not? As the Gemara explains, Tanakama saver shehiya b'simin sheni b'oila saif, and the Gersa is loy pasala. If there was a delay in cutting from one pipe to the second pipe, unlike an animal, an oila saif, when there's malika being done, is not going to invalidate it. Because, as Rashi explains, the malika of oila saif is not this, although as halacha of cutting both pipes, is not the same halacha as cutting both pipes by the slaughtering of an animal. The reason why an animal you have to cut both pipes is because the animal does not lose its lifeblood with one simen. So therefore the halacha is that you have to cut both, and therefore the halacha is that shechita, the slaughtering, is on both pipes. In contrast, by a bird, the fact is that after cutting one pipe, it already loses its life. Now, by oila sa'if, the reason why you have to cut both is simply because there's a halacha of severing the head from the body, which obviously that means to say, if you don't cut both pipes, it's still going to be connected. But the designation of the malika, of the cutting, like which is the equivalent of shechita, is actually only on the first pipe. Now, so therefore, there's no halachic relevancy of delay to invalidate if you delay between the first and the second. That's only halacha in shechita, which malika is the same thing, but malika is only on the first pipe. The halacha of cutting the second one is only for halacha of severing, but it's not considered from the halacha of malika, so therefore that's not absur. Now, therefore, based on that, by the chatas ha'if, if he severs the head from the body, even though that it's not possible not to delay from one pipe to the next pipe, because as the Gemara is going to teach later on in the sugya, in the topic, that the way it has to be done by the chatas ha'if is that first he cuts the spinal cord and then the spinal column without the majority of the flesh that's there. And when he reaches the first simen, the first pipe, he cuts it with the majority of the flesh with it. Now, the cutting of that majority of flesh, says the Gemara, the afagavna, even though that there's going to be a measurement of the shehiyah, there's going to be a delay over there. But since, like we just said, by the oila, a delay between the two simanim is not going to validate it. So if the chatas is done this way, ka'avid ma'isa oila b'chatas, you're going to be doing essentially the activities of an oila by a chatas, because when you do both pipes, although there's a delay, the way you do b'chatas oif doesn't make a difference because delay is not invalidation. So if you're severing and then you're going to be doing the mitzvah hadam, so then you're doing the two avoides of oila. And like we're going to say later on, the chatas ha'if, which does the avoid of oila saif, is going to be possible. In contrast, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Sabra, he held that a delay by the two pipes by oila sa'if, and the girsa is pisala. As Rashi has the girsa, that will invalidate it. So therefore, by the chatas, if you're severing both pipes, there, as we mentioned before, is obviously, it's the kivan, since it's not possible that it shouldn't be without a shehiyah, the Shehiyah, where you can have a delay between the two simanim, because like we said, by the Chatzis Eif, you can't just go from pipe to pipe, you have to get, after the first pipe, a lot of flesh. So then you're not going to be doing the activity of an Ayla, because by an Ayla, there is no delay. And therefore, Mechatach Basa Ba'almahu. So therefore, you're not doing an Avoid of an Ayla. And therefore, it's because Shehiyah is a psul, and you're going to be doing Shehiyah, so you didn't do a halachic Malika of the Ayla Sa'if according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and therefore it's not going to be invalid. It's just going to be like cutting a piece of meat, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Third interpretation. Abayam, he says that everyone holds that Shehiyah by an Ayla between the first and the second pipe does invalidate. However, over here, Rav Basim Akevik, now the difference between them is it integral to go ahead and, after cutting the first pipe by the Chatzis Ayif, go ahead and cut the majority of the flesh right after? Tanakama holds that the cutting of the majority of the flesh by the Chatzis Ayif is not ma'akiv, so therefore, even though he doesn't cut it, it's still going to be valid. So therefore, if you say that it's going to be kosher by severing both pipes, so if so, you did two simanim without a delay, and therefore you did a ma'is like Ayla, and therefore the Tana of a Mishnah is going to be puzzle. But Rav Elazar ben Shimon holds that no, Rav Basa Bechatas is ma'akiv. So therefore, after you cut the first simon, since it's not possible not to have a delay, because you have to do like a Chatas Ayif, which is cutting the majority of the meat after cutting the first pipe before you do the second one, you're not going to be doing like a Maisa Ayla, because you're going to have Shia, according to Rav Elazar ben Shimon, and therefore it's going to be kosher, because you're not doing like a Maisa Ayla. Now says the Gemara, regarding this machlekes of Abaye and Ravin, the interpretation of this opinion of Rav Elazar ben Shimon, they had the same machlekes amiram. The same machlekes is we find Reb Zeir and Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Rechadam once said in the interpretation is shehiya b'simin sheini bo'ila sa'if, and the Gersa takes it the word ma'akev ikibenayu. The difference between them is regarding if there is a halachic, which was the interpretation of Rava, which is if there is a halachic invalidation of shehiya by oila sa'if like it is by an animal. Whereas Vacharam, and the other one said, like Abaya, Roiv Basim Ma'akevik Benay, the difference between them is, do you have to do, although it's initially a mitzvah, but do you have to do the cutting of the majority of the flesh after the first pipe? That was the difference between them. Now, ask the Gemara, from the fact that the Machlekes is, as we just said, that is it Ma'akev? Is it going to withhold the validity if you don't cut the majority of the flesh after the first pipe by the Chatzis Ha'if? Mechlal, the inference is, the Be'inan, and the Girsa takes it, the word Dalad, the letter Dalad, that you need Rav Basa B'tchila, that initially, you do need to cut the majority of the flesh after cutting of the first sign. Is that so? Says the Gemara, yes, Botanya, and this is how we learned in the Braisa. Ketzad Molkin Chatzis Ha'if, how do you do the cutting of the neck by the Chatzis Ha'if? Says the Braisa, Chaytech Shedra, the first thing is he cuts the spinal cord. Umafrekis, and then he cuts the actual bone itself, the spinal column, below Rav Basar, without cutting the majority of the flesh, which goes all around the neck. As the Gemara says in Chul Nafchof Amabez, if let's say the spinal column breaks, with the majority of the flesh with it, it's a nevela. It's considered already a dead animal carcass, and it's going to transmit tumah, even if it's still shaking, because it wasn't the proper slaughtering. So therefore, if he would cut the majority of the flesh before he cuts one of the two pipes, so then it would already be considered dead, and then Malik wouldn't help anymore because it's already considered a nevela. Now, regarding the cutting of the simanim, that's a halacha l'meishu misinai. So, continues the braisa, therefore you don't cut the majority of the flesh yet. You cut the spinal cord, the spinal column, ad shemegi leveshet oylekon, until you reach the esophagus or to the windpipe. Now, hegi leveshet oylekon, when you reach one of the two pipes, either the food pipe or to the windpipe, then you cut one of the pipes, or at least the majority of it, and then, after you cut the pipe, then the majority of the flesh you cut with it. Regarding the ayla, that's shnayim or rev shnayim. Then you cut two pipes, as we said, or at least the majority of the two pipes, which the Gemara in Chulin over there on the Chafav Ma'av explains, would mean two or the majority. You need the two or majority. So, because actually, machlek is tanayim. According to Rabbanan, it's you need both, the whole, both pipes. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, you only need to cut the majority of both pipes, which the Gemara over there shows their machlek is based on Pesukim. So, says the Gemara, Amru Kamed Reb Yirmiyah, they had said over in front of Reb Yirmiyah, this machlek is Amarum, that they were disagreeing regarding the reasoning of Reb Elazar ben Shimon, who again, he said, not like the halacha of a Mishnah, he said that it's going to be kosher by the halacha of separating by the Chatzis Ha'if, when you separate both halves, although the halacha is only to cut one, and even says in the Torah not to separate, But Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon said that Shemati, that Shemavdin lechata sa'if, and the Gemara, they had this machlekes to figure out, so what is the, what, what's the machlekes? Why does he say it's kosher? Seemingly the pasuk says it's not. It says that they were finding sources why it's going to be different. It's not going to be like the oila sa'if, that it's not going to be invalid. So on that, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, when he heard this, that they were trying to find reasons to explain Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he says, Lishmielahu, did they not hear Hada Amar ben Shimon ben Elyakim, that he said Meshum Elazar ben Pedas, that he said Meshum Elazar ben Shemua, that Aymahai Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that he had said, Shemati I heard, Bechatzah Sa'if Shemavdilim, which that was the quote we had mentioned before, which is not like the Allah of Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that if you do Havdalah, if you separate the head from the body, by Chatzah Sa'if, it's going to be Pasal. He said, I heard that they separate. On that it was explained, which these Amorim are trying to figure out, Umay la yabdul, what does it mean then in the pasuk when it says not to separate it? How can it say it's kosher when it says not to? On that he continued at Rabbi Yirmi, he said over, as we continue to talk about some Avram and Alf, it means ein tzarech lahavdul, it means you don't need to sever it. But therefore if you do, it's not a deviation. Of course you can, it's just saying you don't have to. So you don't have to have this whole discussion when they're trying to find reasons why it's going to be valid? Of course it's valid. It just, the Torah says you don't need to. That is the Gemara. Omle Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Rav Ashi. Say Esther Rav Ashi. El Matter. If that's the case, you're translating the words of Lo Yavdil, which sounds like don't, which that's why we're asking all the questions. I'm Ramu coming to resolve that. You're saying it means you don't have to. So if that's the case, El Matter Gabi Berdichsev. So take a pasuk regarding one of the Dalad Mazik in the four types of primary damagers that it says in the Torah in Sefer Shemais. It says if a person is going to open up a pit or he's going to dig a pit and it says V'lo Yichesa and he's not going to cover it and in there is going to fall an ox or a donkey, he's going to be liable. So when it says V'lo Yichesa that he doesn't cover it, you're going to tell me what the pasuk is saying is that he doesn't have to cover it? How can you say that? It's obvious that it means that, and he doesn't, which is a liability. On that, the Rav Ashi answered, Hachi Ashti, can you compare the two pasukim? Hasam kibn chsev, yeah, there since the pasuk says over there, Baal HaBar Yishalim, where it says there in the next pasuk, the owner of the pit has to pay, obviously, ilovehu derame l'ksuya, obviously it's indicative from the pasuk that it's incumbent upon him to cover the pit. And therefore, of course, when it says, v'leich hasen, it means, and he didn't, not that he doesn't have to. Aval hacha mechti, but says Rav Ashi, but over here, let's see. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk by the Eila Sa'if, it says, v'hikrivoi, that he brings it near. It. In the singular. Now, as Rashi points out to explain the Gemara, it's from here that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon explains in the Gemara Chulnaf Chofalav Manalav that there's a halacha of severing the whole head from the body by Eilas Eif, as our Gemara is going to explain. Now, the reason why that's significant is because he does not expound, as we had said on the previous Amid, which is that it says Umolak Vehikter on Amid Aleph on the previous daf. That we expounded, we says, wait, it says in the pasuk Malak v'hikter, just like Haktara of the head by itself, so too the Malika has to be the head and the body by themselves, separate, where you learn that from their Havdalah, because actually Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon does not hold to that logic. And he does not learn actually that you have to have it totally severed. And this is actually significant what we had mentioned before, that we said, why does it say you have to cut both signs or majority? So we explain because the Gemara there explains the machlekes. But Elazar ben Shimon actually holds you don't need to sever actually the whole head. And therefore, he obviously does not hold that drasha of that we said a malik vehikter, just like haktar, it's separate, so to malik is separate, because actually you don't have to have the head totally severed. Because when you cut both pipes, you don't have to cut all of it, just the majority of it. And he learns it out from Sukkim over there. And then Rashi says, actually, even the Rabbanan that disagree with him over there, they also agree that the primary halacha of the severance of the carbon oilos, oif, different than the chatas oif, is not learned from there, rather from this pasuk that we're bringing over here in the Gemara from Vekrivi. Why? How do you learn that from that from Vekrivi? Because Vekrivi is you sacrifice it in the singular, exclusionary term, which sounds like chilek hakos, that the pasuk is coming to differentiate this oilos oif from its sister chatas oif. That there's a difference between the bird chatas and the oila chatas, because saying this you sacrifice it. So therefore, obviously, if we know that there's a difference between the two of them, so then lo yavdil when it says don't separate by the chatas oif lamali, why do you need that for? In other words, that what's it telling us? We already know because the Torah tells us to sever the oila saif. Says rekrivoi. It's different than the chatas oif. Now, chatas oif is one pipe. Oilas oif, it says it's different. Which is different? So you do two pipes. So we already know that they're different. So then why do we need lo yavdil to say that you don't separate to say that by the Chatzayv you're not going to do two pipes. So Shema Mina, obviously, why does it say it? Is to say Ein Tzarech LaHavdol, that you don't need to separate. Now, therefore, it's actually, it's circular logic in the way, but it actually is because the way it comes out is, so therefore, that we learn out regarding the Eila Sa'if from Vikrivui, that you need to sever the head, that you need to separate the majority of both pipes. Why? Because like we said, the pasuk is differentiating between the two of them. What does that mean? Because if one would think to say that not like the way we are explaining Rav Elazar ben Shimon right now, that when it says lo yavdil, as the Gemara assumed up until now, that it's a warning by chatas that you're not allowed to sever both pipes, then how would we learn out for Eila, as we're saying everyone agrees, not only Rav Elazar ben Shimon, from the krivui, that you have to separate? Why? Why don't you say that Vehikriv is differentiating to tell you that by Chatas you're warned not to separate, but by Eila you're not warned about separating. Meaning you could. But to say that you have to separate, you wouldn't learn from here. Rather, it's obvious, since everyone learns from Vehikrivui, is that from the fact that we say Vehikriv, that we're differentiating that there's a Havdalah by Eila Sa'if, obviously when it says V'lo Yavdil, by the Chatas Sa'if, is saying that one over there does not need to, because Vekriva tells us that you need to do that by the Eila Sa'if. So obviously when the Chatas says let lo yavdil, is obviously that there you don't need to, but not that you're not allowed to, and therefore all the Amaram, he says, is not necessary to find an interpretation. Of course it's not going to be a psul, according to Elazar ben Shimon, because one does not, all it's saying is that one does not need to. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha of the Mishnah that said, Mitzah dam haguf. If let's say the kohen only squeezed out the blood of the body, but not the blood of the head, it's going to be kosher. So Talmud learned the braisa that elaborates on this halacha and says, because the Mishnah had said, however, in the contrast, if let's say squeeze out the blood of the head and not the blood of the body, there is not going to be valid. So where do we know this from? So Talmud learned the braisa that it says in the pasuk Eila, which is, if one looks at the pasuk over there in Perek Aleph pasuk Zayin, the word Eila seems to be superfluous. It's not coming to teach us anything. So it comes to include that Alpha Pisha Mitzah Dama Guv, Bala Mitzah Dama Reish, that even if he only squeezes out the blood of the body, not the blood of the head, it's going to be valid. Now, Yochel, you would think Mitzah Dama Reish, Bala Mitzah Dama Guv, that because since these two parts, that if let's say he squeezes out similarly only the blood of the head and not the blood of the body, that it would also be valid. Tamalema Hu, it says Oyla Hu, Oyla is a Reboy, inclusionary term, but Hu is an exclusionary term, saying no, only it, meaning it's only kosher if he squeezes the blood of the body, but not if he only did the blood of the head. And that is the Gemara Mai Talmud. What's the teaching? How do you know that's including the body and including the head? So Ravina, he says, because Mistab, it's logical to say that, because the Rav Dam, Beguf Shchichi, we know you have to squeeze out all the blood. So if it's including not all, it would be more logical to say that it's including the body, where the majority of the blood is there anyway, and therefore that's the one that's being included, in contrast to the head, which doesn't, and therefore that's the one that's being excluded from the word Hu. Hanulach Kachri Kachrim, we shall return to the sixth paragraph of Sechta Zvachim, Parakachri Kachrim, which again, as we spoke about primarily, where is the place for the avodas of the different karbanis and manachas and the bird karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash.